Hey, what's up, everybody? It is time for that Lady Boss Radio show to come on. So if you're not ready, if you're not prepared, I ask that you will get prepared. Listen, I have an amazing interview with two individuals, not just one, but two individuals today. So make sure you keep it locked to this station right here, right now.
Hey, hey, beautiful people. This is television host and film producer LaCora Stevens, and you are listening to The Lady Boss Show. Keep it locked.
What's up, everybody? It's Courtney Williams with Life is Court on YouTube, and you're listening to The Lady Boss Show with Veronica Charnell.
Dum, 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 nah. Hey, what's up, everybody? You hear that music? That is my music that I created, and I am so proud of it. The song that correlates with that beat that you're listening to that I use all the time on a radio show is called You Have to Wait. So I know you're thinking, when are you going to release that track? When are you going to release it? Give me time. Give me time. I'm praying about it. So how is everybody doing? I took a little vacay. Everybody needs a little vacay every now and again. So welcome to the Lady Boss Radio Show. I am so excited about this show because I have two individuals with me. I want to bring them on later on in the show. One is Rob, one is Nina, and she is, she and he, I should say, is out of New York City. And we're going to be talking about their organization called Student Dream. So I'm also going to be playing the music from the album, the project that they have produced and released. I love the music. I love the project. I want to share everything that they're doing. So make sure you keep it locked to this station, to this show. Also, Season Sayings, did you miss me? I hope I don't get on your nerves by calling you a Season Saying. First of all, that is a blessing to be seasoned in the Lord. Now you're in the same category as Moses and Abraham. Do you hear me now? I said, do you hear me now? So don't get uptight with that. How is everybody else doing? And this on this fabulous day, you're in the land of the living. You're alive. It's the month of December. We're at the end of the year. Congratulations. You survived. So you should be happy, baby. Despite what's going on, despite of what you heard, you were alive. You're so close to surviving a whole entire pandemic. Can we give God a hand clapper and a praise? Can we? Come on here now. Come on here now. And don't act like you ain't smiling. And don't act like you're not like, well, you know what? She's right. Shucks. I come to make you smile and I come to make you think. That's part of my ministry that God has given me. And another thing, I love to feature other people. Sow good seeds while you're on this earth. Do you hear what I say? We're going to get into some music. You may hear a mixture of some of the some gospel as well as some holiday music because it is technically Christmas time. And it's when we celebrate our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the birth of our Savior. We got to have a birth before a resurrection. Hello. And then, I want to play a special soundtrack, a special single that was released by the artist that I'm managing, Jairus Cook. He did a collaboration with Mindy Davey that's come later on in the show as well. I want you guys to keep a lot to hear this single they released, Enough is Enough, aye?
Come on and clap your hands, 'cause it's the season, yeah, for us to all brother.
Right on, brother.
All the true worshipers, you don't need no help. Just open your mouth and release that sound that's inside of you. Come on. Release your sound in here.
There's beauty in my brokenness. I've got true love instead of pain. There's freedom, though you captured me. I've got joy instead of mourning.
There's beauty in my brokenness.
I've got true love instead of pain. There's freedom though you captured me.
Freedom though you captured me.
I've got joy.
I've got joy instead of mourning.
You give me joy
down deep in my soul. Down deep in my soul. Down deep in my soul.
Yes, you give me joy
down deep in my soul. Down deep in my soul. Down deep in my soul.
We all sing it together. Come on.
There's beauty in my brokenness.
I've got true love.
I've got true love.
Instead of pain.
Anybody free tonight?
There's freedom though you captured me.
Yeah.
I've got joy instead of more.
My hands.
I'm thankful I'm still standing. You made a way for me to be the best of me, live life eternally. I take a minute to praise the King. Because of Him I'm still standing. I make room for the will of the Father. A plan made for me, oh. And He knows me like no other, oh. And He sees the things I can't see. But every day I take a breath, I'm thinking about all the time I've spent, wondering when it'll all make sense. But I keep moving on. I'm making my way again. I take a minute to raise my hands. I'm thankful I'm still standing. You made a way for me to be the best of me, live life eternally. I take a minute to praise the King. Because of Him I'm still standing.
This is a song, a new single that I wanted everyone to hear, and that I definitely wanted to play during my radio show. At the top of at the beginning of the show, I did mention that there's a single called "Enough Is Enough." It is with the artist that I'm managing, Jarius Cook. He's collaborating with indie on air recording artist Mindy Davey. The video, she did an amazing job. Mindy did an amazing job editing the video. It's actually on YouTube right now. So what you want to do is go on YouTube and search Mindy Davey, and you will see the video version of this song. But Enough Is Enough is talking about the social injustice, the protests, everything that's been going on this year. 2020 has been like ridiculous, unstable, uncovering. It's just everything began to surface at one time, right? So they wrote a song pertaining to that about, and the hatred that yet still remains in the United States makes no kind of sense. But they did talk about that. And what I like is fact, everyone knows that Jarius is a Black man. He's an African-American, where Mindy is white. And so to see the two colors, the two nationalities come together, it is so, I can't even really put it in words what that means. It's just as powerful as seeing white people out there protesting. So here it is. I want everyone to listen to the new single, Enough Is Enough. Once again, if you want to see the video, go to the YouTube channel of Mindy Davey and check it out there. All right, now.
Enough is enough.
Everybody, thank you for joining me. Thank you for keeping it locked to this amazing station. I do have my two guests with me. I have two guests today, two guests, not just one. I have Rob with me. He was in my church, KCC, in Greenville, North Carolina. He's with me as well as Nina is with me as well. So I want you guys to come on and kind of like introduce yourselves and tell us, each of you, take time and tell us a little bit about you.
Absolutely. So I'll start. My name is Nina Ukwuomo. I'm originally from Boston, Massachusetts, a proud Nigerian woman and a Howard graduate. And I've been living in New York City for over 10 years in Harlem and Brooklyn. And I'm the founder and president of Student Dream. And we are a financial education nonprofit committed to building Black wealth by training students of color to invest in the stock market, start businesses, and wow. graduate college debt-free with money in the bank.
Amen. Amen. Wow. I love that. And my name is Rob LaRay, singer, songwriter, producer, and I was raised in North Carolina. That's how I met Veronica at church, mm-hmm. like she said. I've been in New York for about 3 years now. I've been working on music, and Nina and I, we actually go to the same church now. And so I'm also a Howard grad, and so we have that in common. And so we met at church, and we just decided to partner together.
I'm seeing there's a lot of greatness coming out of Howard University.
It's a lot.
So I'm like, wow. But see, what I like, the fact you guys are in New York City, that's my hometown, that's where I'm from. But I'm from the BX, I'm from that Bronx. And so transitioned to the South. So, you know, it took me some time to get with this culture shock, get through that. It takes a while. Rob, I don't know how you converted from South to the North.
I mean, it's been going well for me. Yeah, I mean, so I was born in Stamford, Connecticut. And so my sister and I, we spent most of our summers in Connecticut, and then we'll visit the city. And that's probably why I love the city so much.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so you're used to it. There's no culture shock. It's just like you're just returning home.
Yeah, it feels home, honestly. It does. I mean, it's not North Carolina. The food definitely isn't like North Carolina. I miss that. But it's
home. I know. Because when you come down here, you got to get the hush puppies.
Right. Come on, Veronica. Yeah.
I know the feeling. Now, I wasn't introduced to hush puppies till I came to the South. Then I'm like, oh, okay. I think I can deal with this a little bit.
No, it's like beef.
No, so it's like it's fried cornbread essentially.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's not be
so you kind of told us a little bit about Student Dream. I want you to kind of go deeper, because you said you're teaching, and it's a nonprofit organization that's teaching. Is it high schoolers or college students?
It's both. It is college and high school, literally a youth organization. So we really target that's 14 to 24 year old range. Mm-hmm. And the idea is the best asset that young people have is their time. Mm-hmm. So imagine if we started saving, if we started investing at age 14, 15, if we understood how to pay for college debt free before we got to college, you know, so that's really our sweet spot age, both college and high school students.
Yeah, I like what you said, because if I had known that or had some saving tips before college, because I went to graduate school, so I have an MBA. You know, that Pell Grant is not going to roll over so much when you start getting into graduate school, unless the government changes the law. So now there's some student loans there. So if I would have found a way other than scholarship, because there's major competition with scholarships.
Right.
And it's like a 50-50 chance, but I needed something for sure to make sure my expenses was paid for. So do you have like courses set up? How do you teach?
Yeah.
So now the pandemic, did you convert to virtual?
Yeah, we had to adjust. So my background has been in the startup world. And one of the biggest things you'll hear is the ability for startups to pivot, to just adjust when necessary in order to win. And so we definitely moved back to virtual, and it was fine. You know, I've worked in tech, so I understand how to do things digitally. Mm-hmm. And for us, you know, I really wanted to reimagine how finance was taught, because a lot of times you look at these curriculums, they're boring, you know, and with you can teach anything and make it fun, but you just have to know how to do that. And so we have both content through our YouTube channel, Student Dream TV, where we do interviews with professional entrepreneurs, student entrepreneurs, just to hear different stories of how people are winning with money, starting businesses, investing. And then we have three main programs, our college money program, college investing, and college startup. So college money is really helping kids put together a plan to graduate debt-free with $10,000 in the bank. Wow. College investing is all about getting students to start investing in the stock market. And College Startup is getting students to start selling their own products and services. And these are all 10 weeks long. It's not just about theory or idea, but it's about real action. And it's been amazing to see students from over 40 colleges and high schools start companies and raise over $1 million in funding for their businesses in college and high school. So
that's amazing. So kudos to you for starting that. And you do have your own a team helping you. Because what you just described, that's a lot of work.
Yeah, it is. It is. And I love that because I think one thing I learned from the church is just the power of working together.
Amen.
Right. So Rob is sitting. Rob is a part of the team.
We're talking about
the type of marketing content and revenue content that we're able to put out. I couldn't have done that without Rob. I couldn't have done that with churches like Epiphany supporting us financially, or churches like Redeemer Presbyterian or Church of the City of New York supporting us financially. So it's been a huge team effort. And I think about this as a community effort, right? When we are waiting for reparations, like it's not going to necessarily happen, but how can we come together to make change?
Yeah.
And that's amazing there. That's amazing how the community, the culture is coming together.
Yes.
To make the change instead of always running to the banks and asking them, could you give me, could you lend me? I know there's times where we need to, but a lot of times I feel that we may be late in it. And the African-American community, sometimes we don't realize how much we have already.
Come on.
If we just come together, the resources we have and pull together. Rob knows from our church, KCC, our church is like, how they will raise money, and still do it. Like it's nothing. And it's right there in the church. So I see your organization, just like KCC, doing the same thing, pulling together, uniting as one, and raising, the type of money and funding the resources that you need. That's amazing.
Thank you.
That's why I wanted to kind of bring you guys on so everyone could kind of get to know Student Dream. But one thing major is this project that you guys worked on. How did that come about? 600 Miles to Freedom?
Yeah.
You got to tell. I've been listening to it.
Wow. Come on.
Veronica, what do you think?
I like it. You know what my favorite songs are out of the whole project? I didn't know. But my favorite, I'm going to play it on, after the interview, is Harvest.
Come on. That's it.
The Harvest should be playing. I don't know if y'all pushing it. It should be playing on the radio stations, because it's like it's reminding the saints, the church, my harvest is coming. Wait a minute. We're in a pandemic, but my harvest is waiting on me.
Help us, y'all. If you have access to any radio stations, like that just planted an idea. Like, wow, I was just thinking Spotify and streaming platforms. I wasn't even thinking radio.
You want to go digital. Yeah, because some people just go straight to, like you said, Apple Music, Spotify. Yeah. But you want to also kind of hit the radio stations as well.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. That kind of helped you get
the feedback, Veronica. I'm glad you enjoy the album. We worked really hard on it. And so I'm going to let Nina actually explain how it came about, and I'll talk a little bit later about the music.
Okay.
Yeah. So one of my goals with our organization is just to make it relevant, right? So financial education today is so irrelevant. You're talking about these big concepts, but you're not giving the students the parables, right? The stories to help connect it.
Mm-hmm.
When I think about anyone, whether you're 30 years old like myself or, 25, 18, you love music. Music speaks to our souls and our desires and our goals in ways that words can't. And so I thought to myself, let's make music. I know these amazing singers, songwriters, producers, and we can make an album. So that's where the idea of wanting to create music to be a way to teach our financial concepts better and to simultaneously raise funds for our programs.
Yes.
Right. Mm-hmm. So through stream sales, through out proceeds, we can have that residual income. So that's where the initial idea came from. And I was really inspired by this TV show that I was watching over the pandemic called Underground. So I love this director, writer, Misha Green. She wrote Lovecraft Country, but before then she wrote Underground. Uh-huh. And it's about this really a heist story of people stealing themselves to freedom.
Right.
Right. And mm-hmm. so the journey for the slaves in the mm-hmm. show from Atlanta, from Georgia to Philadelphia was 600 miles. And I thought to myself, what better way to describe the journey of economic freedom, of going after your dreams? It's hard. It's long. Not
it's
everybody makes it. Right.
But it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I like that. I love that. So that's where you get the 600 miles to freedom. That is, you know what? That is smart. But yet it's so fitting in 2020 with everything that has been going on.
Yeah.
With the protests and all of the uncovering. I feel like this is a year of just God just start uncovering stuff.
Yeah, for sure.
Showing everybody what's been sitting there the whole time.
Right.
And when you said that from Georgia to Philadelphia, back in the day, and my mother is part of that generation, she's from the South, but they went up north.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Not for freedom, but they went up north for jobs.
Right.
For to live better. That's what a lot of the blacks did there. And some of them was like, when they get to retirement, they come back to the South. Not all of them, but some of them have. So when you said that, I was like, dang, she's right. That is amazing. That was also very good and strategic how you did that, but it's so fitting. Rob, you was going to say something?
Yeah, so Nina brought the idea to me, and I knew I wanted to partner with Nina for mm-hmm. two different reasons. One, I know that whatever Student Dream does, whatever Nina produces, is going to be done in excellence. And so I said, you can sign me up for that. And then also, I love the idea of Student Dream, not only making sure that these young people make it to college, but make it through college debt-free mm-hmm. and with a savings account. We talked about college earlier. And so had I known how to properly pay for college before I went in, I would have came out with a lot less debt. And so I want to make sure that all of these people of color also mm-hmm. receives all of the great things that Student Dream is mm-hmm. giving to them. And so I definitely want to be a part of the project. And so I asked Nina, I said, so what is the sound that you're looking for? What do you want this thing to sound like? And so we talked on the phone and I had a notebook and I listed out all of these things from just the Apollo mm-hmm. to the Renaissance to Negro spirituals and how can we make it modern? And so I just spent some time and I really was just thinking about the current issues that we're facing, like you just mentioned, Veronica. So all of the protests that we experienced this year, mm-hmm. this pandemic, and really just the hurt that Black people have experienced. And so I wanted to talk about the hurt, but also, like I normally do, also speak to the hope that we have moving forward. Mm-hmm. And so that's kind of how Harvest came about, one of your favorite songs. So if you took a listen to the album, we kind of told a story, like things that we've gone through, maybe some current things that we're going through, and then the place that we're going. So we're going to abundance, we're going to freedom, going to this harvest. I'm grateful that everything came together really well and that is speaking to people like you across the nation and across the world.
That's amazing. I love it. And I want people to kind of check out the album because it starts off, I believe the first song is I'm On My Come Up.
Yes.
It's like let's think about Harriet Tubman. That's where it come from. She look, I'm trying to get out of here. and I'm trying to go back and bring other people with me. It starts up here. And it's like when
mm-hmm. and I'm gonna misquote it, but essentially I saved a lot of people, I brought a lot of people to freedom. I could have brought even more had they known they were slaves. So oftentimes I think as people, we get comfortable with where we are. And don't realize how powerful we are. We don't know like all of the amazing things we accomplished. That's how I Didn't Know came about. We don't mm-hmm. know the power. We don't have the full potential that we have. But it takes someone like Harriet coming back to remind us of that potential and getting us to the next place. And that is exactly what Student Dream is doing. They're reminding people, listen, you have power. Come with me on this journey, and I'm going to get you to financial freedom, to spiritual freedom, to overall freedom. And so,
it's beautiful. I love it because it's like this is we're descendants of Harriet Tubman. Like someone is carrying her torch.
She said, I'm starting it, but I need somebody to finish it. We got different ones, and you know, God has positioned people in different places to do different things, but this is a task that he has given you to do, you know, for such a time as this. That's why I like it. And then when you get to that point, that freedom, that place you've been trying to reach, my heart is coming. So that's why I said, you know what, I like this whole thing, this whole setup. So that's why I want to kind of bring you guys on to, so everybody can get to know what Student Dream is and how it can be a value. You know what, not just for high school and college. I see adults too, like the game, lack the education for finance. Because I know people are tired of living from paycheck to paycheck.
Come on.
Right.
We're tired of that. We want something different. And so we need helping that and show us how can we get there. So how y'all got anything set up for like virtually performing? Because I know you can't really gather right
now. Yes, we do. We have a couple of things set up. So December 22nd, and I really hope that everybody can make it. You all get a free invitation. Everybody gets a free invitation. It's our end of year celebration, December 22nd, Tuesday, from 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. So it's just going to be a time to really celebrate all that we've done. We have some really great speakers. We have some really great giveaways. We have great performances by Rob. Be performing some of those songs that you just mentioned. And yeah, so that's coming up December 22nd. And then save the date. We're going to have our virtual conference, our annual I Have a Dream Summit on MLK Day, January 19th. And so I have to check Rob's schedule to see if he's available to be commissioned for that. And then obviously for Black History Month, we have another large conference, virtual conference and pitch competition. So for any students, for any parents of students who are watching, make sure your high school student, your college student applies for that. They can just go to studentdream.org. and get all that information.
That's amazing. And then let them know your Instagram handle, your social media, so they can follow you as well.
Yeah. So for Student Dream, you can follow us at The Student Dream. And for Rob Laray,
you can follow me at rob.laray, at rob.laray.
Yeah.
And if you want to follow me personally, it's at Nena, NENAYOUINC. So Nena U Inc.
I like that.
Yeah, we're working together.
She needs to be on the radio too. I like that. I like her voice. Both of y'all.
She has a great voice, right?
Yeah.
She's also a great interviewer. She's well rounded.
I saw that. I saw that. Another thing too, I want to kind of also give you kudos on the sound you mentioned, Rob. It sounds, there's a tab of R&B. You know, there's inspiration in it, and there's jazz is in it. And that's all kind of like Rob kind of feel. It's all that. It's inspiration. It's power in it, but it's a laid back feel.
Yeah.
So I like how you mix all of that together.
Absolutely. And let me just speak to that. It was intentional because when you think about these significant people like Harriet Tubman and even other leaders from the civil rights movement, there were different perspectives. It wasn't just one voice. We had both Malcolm and Martin. And so I wanted this album to have multiple voices. And that's why I'm also grateful that Nena invited other artists to be a part of the project. So we have Destiny Washington, as well as or Destiny Deshawn, as well as Andrea Wise. And so these are also two great artists. And then even the producers that we have Darius Sneed, Justin Carter, and Joshua Heath, all different perspectives, different sounds. And I wanted a different sounds to tell different stories, to tell different variations of the same story. And so you'll get a little bit of hip hop in the beginning. You'll get a little bit of jazz. You'll definitely get R&B with Black. and then I also wanted to give gospel and praise and worship on the end, because I definitely feel like that is the root of music, but definitely Black Americans.
That is amazing. And before I let you guys go, is there anything else you want to let the people know? I'm starting to also say the culture, but I just say let the people know.
Okay.
Yeah. So this is, man, a community effort, right? We have a vision to create Black wealth. I believe that the impact of our programs are so exponential, because when you teach one student how to build wealth, it's wealth. So it's not just about them. It's about the impact it's going to have on their family, their community, their children's children. And so in this, the midst of this pandemic, you know, because of all the support of people like Rob, both with their time and their money and their resources, their introductions, we were able to help over 250 students learn how to build wealth. And we want to serve 500 students. We want to invest in 500 Black and Brown students in 2021. And in order to do that, we need to raise funding. And so we are doing this end of year equity campaign that's happening right now. You can find all details on studentdream.org. And so we just want to invite people to invest in equity so that we can serve these 500 students and really see Black wealth develop, starting with our young people.
Right.
That is amazing.
And Veronica, you know the saying that Pastor used to say back in KCC, you're sowing into good ground. And so Student Dream is good ground. You definitely will see the return of your investment. And so I will also say to buy the album. Make sure you stream the album. We want you to buy it, but stream it a lot too, just because all of that money, 100% of that money is going to go right back to Student Dream so that we can, again, invest into the young people. So.
Yeah, and download it, because they once they get to it and begin to hear the different songs, they'll find themselves in it.
Absolutely.
But I've been enjoying it, and I love to feature people that are doing great things, that are not selfish, and you're reaching out in community and helping other people get to where they need to get. I like that, because we have enough negativeness. In the world right now, so it's amazing to see the you guys are young people, we're not old, doing this and for this appointed time. So thank you so much for coming on the Lady Ball Show. I'll be back.
Thank you so much for having us.
Oh, you're welcome.
Can you feel it getting better?
Going, just keep going,
just go away.
You are steps away.
is waiting on you. It's waiting, it's waiting on you. It's waiting, yes, your harvest is waiting on you. And cards are here. My world is filled with cheer and you. This Christmas, and as I look around, your eyes outshine the town they do. This Christmas, the fireside is blazing bright. We're caroling through the night. How much fun it's gonna be together. This Christmas, the fireside is blazing bright. We're caroling through the night. And this Christmas will be a very special Christmas.
All right, everyone. Thank you for listening to the Lady Boss Show today. I hope you enjoyed the show, and I hope you guys go and follow Student Dreams on their social media platform and go check out that album, Spotify, Apple Music, called it's entitled 600 Miles of Freedom, and research and listen to the song Harvest, which is what I just played earlier. So what I want to do, I want to leave with you with a snippet of Jarius Cook's song that he's going to release December 16th on all digital platforms on his birthday. It is called Dreams. It's like he's very excited about this song. I am too, because it's like he's returning back to his R&B roots. The soulfulness is what I mean. That's where a lot of things originated from, as well as gospel music. But the song is entitled Dreams. I'm going to leave a snippet of it. So hopefully on December 16th, you go check it out, listen to it, stream it. If you don't download it, stream it, because it's talking about inspiring you, motivating you to continue on working on your dreams and your goals, regardless of what's going on. So this is still pushing out that good feel music therapy type song. So check it out.
And so we strive for greater possibility and reach beyond what comforts me. Don't.